Welcome back, listeners of Siouxland Catholic Radio, to Faith in Action. We're so glad if you're just tuning in, and if you are with us for the first segment of this show, we are talking about prayer and how we can enhance our prayer lives. And on the phone with me is Mother Kateri Murray. She is prioress of the Discalced Carmelite Sisters here in Sioux City. We're so blessed to have their powerhouse prayer presence. Oh, that was very alliterative. I like that a lot. Powerhouse prayer presence. Say that three times. So it's a joy to have her on the phone, and what a wonderful faith journey you've had. And of course, listeners, as you know, if you listen to this program at all, it's always about me. So the minute Mother Kateri Murray said that she was from Cincinnati, all of you may or may not know that Archbishop Dennis Schnur, who is the Archbishop of Cincinnati, is a native priest of the Diocese of Sioux City, grew up in Hospers, Iowa, yet further coincidental, when Mother Kateri Murray mentioned that she spent 30 years with the Glen Mary Missions, well, guess what, listeners? A few weeks ago on this show, I had Father Doug Klein. He was with the Glen Mary Missions, too, before he decided to be a priest for the Diocese of Sioux City, also from Hospers, Iowa. And it's kind of like the circle of life from The Lion King. It's amazing all the commonalities we can find once we start talking to people. So thank you so much for sharing your faith journey with the listeners, Mother Kateri Murray. But I think the listeners might want to know just maybe a brief synopsis of the Discalced Carmelite Sisters here in Sioux City.
Well, the sisters here in Sioux City were the foundress of this order was Sister Agnes Spellman, who was the sister-in-law of Dr. Spellman, who I'm sure most people know. It was instigated, I think, by Bishop Mueller, Bishop Mueller, are you there?
Yes. Okay, I'm sorry. Bishop Mueller,
He wanted a contemplative order in the diocese, and I think then Dr. Spellman spoke up and said he had a sister-in-law who was in the Bettendorf Carmel in Iowa, the other side of Iowa, and perhaps they would be able to come and start a monastery here, which is what happened after much corresponding back and forth and looking for property. The story goes that Sister Agnes had a medal of St. Joseph in her pocket when she came to look at this property, and the intent, if she liked it, she would bury the medal of St. Joseph. Well, she got to the top of the hill, and the medal was no longer in her pocket. So we figured Joseph jumped out on his own because he wanted this place before she even saw it.
I love that. That's a great story.
So we've been here since 1961.
Oh, my goodness.
As we just celebrated 50th anniversary several years ago. And we've grown. Sister Agnes started with four sisters. Two were riding, two were walking. And then we grew, and we lost a lot of sisters several years ago. We lost five sisters in 4 years, all the older sisters that we looked to teach us how to live the life. So we were kind of orphaned, but we managed. God brought us through that. And right now we are seven sisters. And we do have some interest of new young women coming to our monastery, so we're very pleased about that.
Oh, very pleased, and wonderful news. So, again, listeners, I mentioned that this show today is going to be about prayer, and that is something I think that the Discalced Carmelite Sisters excel in, and specifically contemplative prayer. So, Mother Kateri Murray, could you explain to the listeners what is contemplative prayer?
That's a big question. I think the centrality of prayer defines us as contemplative. I think the centrality of it, it's everything about our monastery, its positioning, the layout, our very schedule, everything about our life and our monastery is geared toward facilitating prayer. And I say that because when we go to prayer seven times a day, it's we've been told that prayer in our life, most people in the world are saying we're too busy for prayer. We say we have so much work, we don't get it done because we're praying, and we don't have time sometimes to get the work done that we'd like to get done. But it interrupts our work. We come seven times a day to prayer, and it's supposed to interrupt our work so that we know why we're here. And we're sisters that have given up our family and left the world and have come into seclusion and live a hidden life. And people will look at that and say, well, how strange that is. We have erected grills that are figuratively, they don't keep us in. We're not prisoners here, but they keep the wiles of the world out. It's just a symbol. I think that if anybody shakes those grills, you can see that they're not too solid. But we do manage to keep much of the world out so that we can be open and open to God to fill us. If we've got a glass of water in front of us and we want milk, we have to empty the water in order to get the milk in. If our heart is full of stuff and things, we got to empty it out in order to get God in there, to make room for Him. That's why we would like to leave and live in seclusion and not have the noise and the clamor of the world so that we can seriously and really ardently seek God. But that's not just for us, for our sake. We seek God to love Him with all our hearts. We're consecrated virgins. We're set aside to do such as that. We don't belong to ourselves anymore. But it's not just for us, because the world needs prayer. The world indeed needs a lot of prayer. And God called Himself a consuming fire. We want to touch that fire and spread it into the world. And we can do that, we believe, as contemplatives living in a cloister away from everything that the world enjoys. But the spiritual element of prayer and that prayer coupled with sacrifice and mortification, that can touch those who are miles away. I was a missionary prior to this life, and I taught many people many things about God, brought some people, helped to bring some people into the church. All those things are wonderful, but as a contemplative nun, I know that my prayer can reach much farther and can go in every direction when I would be very limited as a human person out there teaching or preaching or beginning to find Catholics that are fallen away. We can do that in a real sense here if we catch that fire from God and spread it. And that's what we try to do in our life, to absorb that spirit of Jesus Christ and help Him in His work of salvation.
Well, let me ask you this, Mother Kateri Marie. So we who are in the world, you know, have all of these busyness and distractions, and it sounds like your approach to contemplative prayer is to set those distractions aside. And I love, you know, the word absorb our Lord and enter into a conversation with Him. Some practical tips. Would it be helpful to find a quiet place, put the cell phone aside maybe? Best practical tips for an individual who would really like to become centered in a contemplative form of prayer?
Oh, yes. All those things that you said are very, very effective. And I think it's very hard for us, those of us who are in the world, to put aside those busy things, to put down the cell phone, to put down the computer, close down the computer, and not go outside of my inner heart, find a quiet place. And it's very good to set aside some time. Early in the morning is best for those who are early birds. But that's when it's really quiet, and set aside all the things that would distract us, to turn off the telephone. Just be there with God. Have scripture, have a book that's helpful. Getting into that comfortable zone is not going to stay real long, because, you know, our mind wanders. I have a little book here that's called The Cloud of Unknowing, and it brings to the fore how a person can pray very, very simply. And it just simply says that you think, put everything else out of your mind. Think of the God who created you, who continues to create you, pours in creation at every second of the day, and loves you that same way. He is always within you, even if you don't feel him. But keep your mind on him. Just love and be attentive to him. And that space, and whatever space of time you can give him, 15 minutes, 20, half hour, but just love. But that's hard to do for a long period of time. If the mind gets distracted, just bring it back, but bring it back gently. It has to be done very peacefully. Bring it back and start loving again. If it goes astray, bring it back again. Or have a mantra, Jesus, mercy. I love you, Jesus. Whatever little thing might help you to keep your mind on him.
Those are absolutely excellent suggestions. I love the idea of the mantra. I love the idea of having a little prayer book. And I love the idea of focusing on how much God loves us. Listeners, it's that time again to take a little break. Thank you so much, Mother Kateri Marie, for sharing your thoughts with our listeners. We so are supportive of our Discalced Carmelite sisters, you know, who have their convent here in the Diocese of Sioux City, in Sioux City, Iowa. And hopefully we can have you back on the program again, because there's lots to talk about.
Okay.
All right.
God bless you. Thank you so much.
Back at you, and all good wishes to all of the wonderful sisters there at Carmel. So again, listeners, we're going to take a short break. Please stay tuned to keep in Faith in Action, because we will be right back.